out. And oh joy, oh jollity, on a Monday afternoon I have another Miss Belito teen or Miss Teen Belito contestant, and I'm so happy to have to welcome Fanele Sibiya to the studio. Nice to have you along for the afternoon show.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about where you come from.
My name is Fanele Sibiya. I am 12 years old. I live in Tundini. My hobbies are reading, dancing, especially ballet and modeling.
All the way from Mthunzini, how did you find out about the Miss Belito competition?
I was visiting my dad's side of the family in Stanger, and then they encouraged me to enter the competition.
Wow. So you're a dancer?
Yes.
At 12 years of age, do you intend to become a professional, or is this just a hobby?
I intend to become a professional.
Well, good for you. It's a wonderful discipline. Takes a lot of hard work and dedication. But then that's good. I'm sure that you're the kind of person that can apply themselves, because that's the kind I can just tell from looking at you. You have got what it takes to to be successful. I think you need to be focused and you need to be determined. Would you describe yourself as focused and determined?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Now, you're at school, and at 12 years of age, I presume you've still got a few years to go. What are your favorite subjects?
I'd say my favorite subjects is social studies.
Tell me about social studies. What is that? Because I'm so ancient, when I was at school, we didn't have stuff like that. We only had history and geography and those things.
Social studies is history.
Aha. So it's a modern spin on an old story. That's good. I liked history as well. I think people are interesting, and history is generally exactly that. It's all about people and people that make mistakes sometimes. And you can only learn from your mistakes if you study the history, isn't that so? So that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past.
Yes.
Now, this competition obviously is an exciting development for you, because you're very young and it must be quite scary. How have you found it so far?
It's been very amazing. I've loved everything and I've met new people, so it's been very nice.
And what do you think the judges are looking for?
I think the judges are looking for someone who's confident, someone who brings her A game, and someone who helps a lot in the community.
And wow, you're certainly confident and bringing your A game. I can see that. What do you do in the community?
My community is very small, so we're working on being a community, and I'm trying to teach young people to give without expecting anything in return.
Okay, that's really, really profound. That's a big thing for a young person to be thinking along those lines, because everyone is kind of in it for themselves, but you obviously have got a bigger picture, which is it's admirable, and I wish you huge success. When the judges look at you, what is that unique quality that they're going to see?
They're going to see someone who's always thinking about others and someone who brings her A game.
Ah. Uh-huh. And when you think about what you can give back to the competition as a legacy, what would that be?
I'm not really sure about that.
Just to do the best you can and be the best you can. I think that's all that we can ask of anyone. And irrespective of what the outcome ultimately might be, you know, there's always going to be a winner for sure. There can only be one, and we hope that it's going to be you. But you know what? It's ultimately every one of you that has entered and has got this far. You are a winner in my eyes, and thank you for joining us on the afternoon show on 88FM. I wish you huge success, and we'll be watching the competition with great interest, holding thumbs for you, my special guest today.
Thank you.
Fanele Sibiya. And the show continues on 88FM with Matt Hires.